Well, sir, now we know how the GOP intends to deal with gun control. Not by banning assault rifles, not by demanding background checks, not by instituting red flag alerts, not by even the most modest of proposals in the face of repeated mass murders, 130 before the third month of the year was ended. No, they plan to go after the trans community. One killer in the last 130, so you bet. Here's your problem. Demonize the gender benders. Call them a menace to Christianity. Make sure the bathrooms are safe for your sons and daughters. Ban drag shows. That should end the carnage. Let's face it. The NRA and the gun lobby have won. The Republicans will never make a concession on gun control. Charleston Heston probably was buried with a rifle in his cold, dead hand. You think hundreds of dead are going to change their minds? I got some swamp down here you might consider purchasing. America loves its guns. The more the merrier, the more automatic, the better. Mass killings? Blame it on the Democrats who they claim are weak on law and order. So say the folks who want to defund the FBI and who refuse to honor the Capitol Police after the insurrection. So say the legislators who attack the district attorney of the court in southern Utah for looking into Trump's hush money. Law and order? Law and order? You couldn't handle law and order. Let's be honest with ourselves. More kids die from bullets than they do car accidents. Our schools run active shooter drills, bomb drills, duck and cover drills. This apparently is our new normal. Okay by the Second Amendment folks who fear that banning assault rifles will lead to confiscation of their BB guns. We aren't going to change their minds. It's a lost cause. For years, we couldn't get statistics kept on the murder rate with guns. How are you going to convince these folks there's a pandemic of violence that might ought to be addressed? Seriously, they don't want to know the numbers, much less the solution. You might think that the same people who were cowering in the Congress on January 6 might be willing to acknowledge that violence is smoldering right under their noses. That right-wing militias are the greatest terrorist threat we face. But you'd be wrong. Trans. Trans with guns. God help us when they get organized. Well, sir, now we know how the GOP intends to deal with gun control. Not by banning assault rifles. Not by demanding background checks. Not by instituting red flag alerts. Not by even the most modest of proposals in the face of repeated mass murders, 130 before the third month of the year was ended. No, they plan to go after the trans community. One killer in the last 130, so you bet. Here's your problem. Demonize the gender benders. Call them a menace to Christianity. Make sure the bathrooms are safe for your sons and daughters. Ban drag shows. That should end the carnage. Let's face it, the NRA and the gun lobby have won. The Republicans will never make a concession on gun control. Charleston Heston probably was buried with a rifle in his cold, dead hand. You think hundreds of dead are going to change their minds? I got some swamp down here you might consider purchasing. America loves its guns. The more the merrier, the more automatic, the better. Mass killings? Blame it on the Democrats who they claim are weak on law and order. So say the folks who want to defund the FBI and who refuse to honor the Capitol Police after the insurrection. So say the legislators who attack the district attorney of the court in southern Utah for looking into Trump's hush money. Law and order? Law and order? You couldn't handle law and order. Let's be honest with ourselves. More kids die from bullets than they do car accidents. Our schools run active shooter drills, bomb drills, duck and cover drills. This apparently is our new normal. Okay by the Second Amendment folks who fear that banning assault rifles will lead to confiscation of their BB guns. We aren't going to change their minds. It's a lost cause. For years we couldn't get statistics kept on the murder rate with guns. How are you going to convince these folks there's a pandemic of violence that might ought to be addressed? Seriously, they don't want to know the numbers, much less the solution. You might think that the same people who were cowering in the Congress on January 6 might be willing to acknowledge that violence is smoldering right under their noses, that right-wing militias are the greatest terrorist threat we face. But you'd be wrong. Trans. Trans with guns. God help us when they get organized.